This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
I think before we ask the question, how are we going to fix it? The most important question that for a number of these topics that we're going to break down is, do the powers that be want to fix it?
Everybody blames everybody. The city blames the county blames the state blames the city and the county blames the city and the state. It just goes round and round. But in the end, the only person that's hurt is the renter.
Live at the Avenue, here's Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris.
Good evening and welcome. It's hour two. Truth Unfiltered. WTMJ Siding Unlimited talk and text line is 855-616-1620. In that measles thing we were talking earlier, on the talk and text line, 414-403 said, I had the measles on my first birthday in 1977. Totally tell with the pics. He said, I think that makes me immune. And so I went and searched that, and it does. If you've had the measles, mm-hmm. then you would be immune. So
how come that didn't work for COVID? Because I had it. I had that COVID like three times.
Because it's like the flu.
Oh.
It's a coronavirus.
So I'm having a public school moment. Just bear with me, y'all.
It's in the flu family, so you can get it multiple times. The shot just made it not as intense that it could be, and much of a shock to your system where it would, you know, shock your organs and quite possibly kill you. So, you know, then there's that. I had the measles when I was 15, and they said now they're 75.
Oh,
the person
that's great. That's a blessing.
75. Yeah.
75 years. I was talking to my dad last night. He was getting all, he was like, just got so many issues, Denise. And he was telling me, and I was like, Dad, give yourself some grace. You're 80 years old.
Woo.
You can still get up out the bed. You can eat. I'm like, Dad.
And complain.
And complain. That's a great point. I'm going to let him know
and
that.
And complain. Yeah. And you don't complain about things you don't care about. I always tell people, right, stop complaining. No, you might want to.
And, you know, here's the thing about getting older, because as I keep... It's not going to hit me until I know, like, the actual day.
What?
When I turn 50.
But you know the day. It's not like your birthday is going to be something. See,
all I'm saying is that
she's avoiding.
I am. Because it's
avoiding.
When I was growing up, and you would say 50 years old, I'm like,
oh, my God.
I'm like Kevin Hart. Damn! Remember Don Cheadle's like, yeah. I'm 56. And Kevin Hart was like, damn! Like, that's how I felt about hearing...
But you know what that word was?
What?
You know that word meant?
What?
I hope I'm as good as that at age 56.
This is true.
Don Cheadle is another one of those people approaching his own space. And
I would have never guessed he was 56.
And you'd have thought about it and you went, oh. So, I mean, Denzel is what?
72?
Crazy. Fighting people, kicking people, karate,
you know,
chopping people.
That's one thing that I will say, Dr. Ken.
Samuel L.
That
Jackson?
When people crazy. Try to like make comments about certain people's age.
Right. You mean black people?
No. People over the age of 60.
Oh, okay.
You mean
like me?
Yes.
Okay.
I get a little sensitive, and I take up for you. Because it's a...
I don't get bothered by that.
I do, because
the fact that I've been blessed to get here and be here and be in relatively good shape.
The reason why I get mad is because I wish younger people. No, they're actually not. They think it's an insult. But my thing is, I wish younger people would understand, like, every day is a gift. Every day.
But think about the fact that they don't expect to get there.
And yeah,
that's
the scary part.
More than anything.
Yeah, you're right. I when people say you old and this and you're old, and I'm like, you know,
you wish you
that's old. Especially because Dr. Ken, you are in great shape. If I told our valued listeners how old you are.
Oh, I said it's 65. I got no problem
with
that.
But you'll be 66 when? This year, right?
Yep.
You didn't just turn 60. So you're in your 66th year.
Right.
That's and you're in great shape.
Blessed.
Look great. I would never, like, if I had to describe you, yep. I wouldn't say, anywhere between 63 and 60, I would never say that.
You'd say 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say 50.
Yeah.
No more than 55.
When you gonna slow down? I'm going to die incomplete in the middle of working on something with a lot of stuff that I was trying to do and didn't get done because I was doing some other stuff.
You're going to live to be 180 because you're going to compete in the Olympics and get that gold medal.
In the Elder Olympics?
Do they have Senior Olympics?
No. No. Okay. Thank God.
Well.
Are they done yet? They've been taking a month. They're running a marathon.
I think they should.
Taking them a month. Well, we're going to walk a marathon.
There are a number of 55 and up.
Oh, yeah. Races and stuff like that.
Yeah. And matter of fact, our Sighting Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. If you are someone, you don't have to tell us exactly your age, but if you want to call in and be like, yeah, I want to hear from somebody who's like 87.
But you know what I don't like to see?
What?
People in their 60s wearing Nikes or dressing like they're in their, like, 30s or 40s. That's just bizarre.
Oh, well, then you won't like me when I
That's
turn.
That's just bizarre.
You should have saw me. What was that? When did I go out with my girlfriend?
Bizarre.
As in, see, I got to clarify, because when I say girlfriend, you know, this is 2026.
Right.
With my friend who is female.
Right.
Because as a single woman, it is important that people understand.
As a heterosexual
yes. woman yeah. who loves all people.
No, you don't. You love men. Don't even.
No, I'm saying I love all people, but right. from a, you know, well, romantic.
She especially loves
men. Oh, I love men. Okay. No doubt. That's probably why I'm single. Anyway, all right. So, speaking of elders, this breaks my heart. My heart goes out to the Guthrie family. If you haven't already heard, Savannah Guthrie from NBC, in particular, the Today Show, her 84-year-old mother, Nancy Guthrie, mm-hmm. has been missing. Now this is day 15. Day 15.
And we're not going to go into why it's a national thing and why all that. We'll talk about that.
Why later. Do you not want to?
Because it's if you know all the missing people around the country, and if her daughter wasn't Savannah,
mm-hmm.
and if she wasn't a white female, we wouldn't be hearing about this. And personally. Let me say this. I think it's an atrocious thing, and I hope they catch, prosecute, and lock that person up for the rest of their natural life, take their body after they die, and drop it in the deepest hole.
Mm.
So let me say that now. But I think we wouldn't be hearing about this, so we wouldn't be all frustrated and mad, because we've got people that have been missing for years. I think there's a little black girl from Milwaukee we're still looking for.
So
but I'm gonna let that go.
Let me just say this, because that's a great point. And you know, in this day and age, friends have group texts.
Right, right.
And one of my friends in a group text said the exact same thing. Why is this getting so much attention when we've got thousands and thousands of missing cases, in particular black women? And I said, I am not, before I respond, let me put my disclaimer. I'm not rationalizing. I'm not justifying. I am speaking mm-hmm. from the lens of someone who works in the media.
Right.
The media industry probably generates, and I don't know if we could do a fact check. How much money do you think the media just generates in terms of revenue? You gonna do a fact check?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's in the, I would say at least double digit billions. Because when you look at every time you look up Netflix, Paramount,
you're wrong.
Is it more than that?
You're wrong.
What is it?
The global media and entertainment industry is a massive. Recovering sector.
I mean, you're like, you're wrong.
Expected to reach.
That's why I said, 3. I wonder what it is. See how Dr. Kim be doing me?
$1 trillion
okay.
by 2029.
Say the number one more time.
$3.5 trillion. Disney by itself is $37 billion. Netflix is $45 billion. And Walt Disney is $95 billion. That's over a trillion.
This is what happens since mm-hmm. we're unfiltering the truth. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not justifying or rationalizing why Savannah Guthrie's mom gets all this attention and there's so many other missing cases. But I will say the reality that we live in a country that is based on capitalism.
True.
I travel all around the world, Dr. Ken. And when I tell you, based on my experiences, this is like the number one country that cares. Like everything is about money.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep.
You equate like stat everything with superficial, tangible, monetary things. This is a capitalist country.
They're going to monetize it. Look at free social media.
So monetize. Going back to my original point, why is the world now, the world, and especially the country, is focusing and highlighting Savannah Guthrie's mother, mm-hmm. Nancy Guthrie? It's because Nancy Guthrie is the daughter of Savannah Guthrie,
right,
who is what we refer to in America as girl next door,
yep,
bright, white, Caucasian
went
woman.
Went to college, worked her way up.
So that yep. gets attention. That is, right. if you, and that's why I encourage people to read the book White Fragility. Because this country also, in conjunction with the capitalism, when, and again, y'all, don't get mad. Don't roll your eyes. I'm just the messenger, and I've lived it. When white women cry,
it's over.
The world literally stops.
Yep.
If Savannah Guthrie
yep.
was a black woman and her black father, or even say her black mother.
If Oprah Winfrey's mother was alive and got abducted, we would not be having this conversation.
And some people would disagree, and I'm telling you.
Yep.
Trust and believe.
Yep.
This.
What did Oprah do? What was she doing that they would abduct her mother?
Exactly. Listen.
It's probably a family member.
You have every right yep. to feel that way. And mm-hmm. I told my friend that. You have every right to feel that way about why Nancy Guthrie is getting so much attention versus mm-hmm. this is America. The media controls the narrative. It does.
Yep. Without a doubt.
The media. That's why Trump. President Trump be so like fake news. Listen, we live in a country where the media controls the narrative. And so what was the number you said? How many trillion?
By 2029, they expect it to reach $3.5 trillion.
Now, if people in this country, and I saw you, Evan, I'm going to take a break. If people in this country showed like concern or interest in missing black people, then that's what you would see.
Yep.
But until that day happens.
Never. Never. When we come back, we're going to dive into
about the money.
Nike thing with their federal investigation and why
money.
White women are using, white men and women, white employees are using the Civil Rights Act of 1964 for themselves. We got Al. We got Talking Text Line.
855-616-1620
is the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ, Talking Text Line.
Evan, Denise, you know you want to, you know you bust out the OJs.
Dr. Ken Harris, you're listening
it.
To Truth Unfiltered and as Denise tries people. To say.
Welcome back to the Truth Unfiltered.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. So we're going to dive right quick because we got a lot of stuff to do. We got Al holding on. So let's just go to Al. Al from Sherman Park, you are on Truth Unfiltered. How are you this evening?
Well, hello, Dr. Ken. Hello, Denise. You're hello. Talking about the media, and this, mm-hmm. hey, you talk about the media and their coverage of the story. And last week, I sensed that we had jumped the shark into people not caring anymore. I think the media covers things, in excess. You get to the point where, okay, you're not really telling me anything new. tell yeah. me when you found this lady, because right. she's either dead. Or I think they took her, my opinion, they took her over the border to Mexico. But to constantly go 24 hours a day on this, you get to the point where you're like, I don't want to hear another dang thing about Savannah Guthrie's mother, and I don't want to hear another dang thing about Epstein files. So the emotion of sensitivity that you want to create about it creates the opposite effect, where you get this blowback and people just are sick and tired of it. So I don't know if they're doing the Guthrie family any justice by running the story every day on every network.
That's a good question. Are they, Dr. Ken?
Are they?
Is the media helping or hindering by covering this the way they're doing?
No, I
great point, Al from Sherman Park.
I think they're hindering it. And something we talked about and something you said, the sheriff said about accountability and people hanging on every word. The sheriff's department needs to do their investigation. And people need to get out of the way and let them do and follow the protocols that they have that have been working in Tulsa for decades. And so the FBI is there to support. The FBI is not there to take over the investigation.
When does it become cold? At what point does it become a cold case?
When there's no leads over a certain amount of time, it then becomes a cold case. And they just had an extra one where they just matched the DNA from the glove that was found in the house and the DNA in the house to the gloves they found 2.5 miles away.
Yes.
So they know.
And they've also identified a male suspect in the surveillance.
So they images. Know there's a path that they took. Right? So if the gloves are, and we're at Third Street Market and the gloves are found on 68th and North, I know that they at least went through Wauwatosa. Now I have places to check, you know, video and Ring doorbells and all that other stuff. When that runs out, after X amount of time and you don't have any new leads, it then becomes a cold case. They're going to hand it off to somebody else and say, hey, when you get time,
man,
rotate back around to this.
You know, and we've seen cases where people are found decades later.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is the fact that she's 84.
The question is, was she alive when she left? Pacemakers keep going even after you die. They're battery operated. So you can't use a pacemaker to decide whether or not a person is alive or not.
They know her pacemaker is still on?
They knew that the pacemaker was active and working because it was attached to her watch and the machine. So
with all that technology, they can't. Well, I mean, obviously they can't. But why weren't they able to pinpoint?
Because it doesn't have a tracker on it. It just tracked whether or not it was working. And if there's a problem or, you know, AFib or whatever, it would then alert somebody. But it's battery powered.
Seriously.
That's why if you have a car
my mother,
crash,
yeah,
your engine keeps running.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's
my mother's 87, and you know the situations like this. Your
mother robbed the cradle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Gangsta. Mama.
8 years. Almost a whole decade.
Mama's a gangster. Okay, I'm sorry.
I just think about, you know, if that were me, I mean, just how do you even function? Because the thing is, it's like, if any of my adult children went missing.
Right. Denise's bank account is zero.
I know.
And she's selling everything she can get to.
But I also know that, especially, you know, I've taught them some survival.
Right.
And they may even have some that I haven't taught them.
Right.
But 84-year-old mother.
Right.
Who's on prescription drugs for her.
Who can't travel that far.
You know what I'm saying?
That can't drive that far.
That's just, I can't even imagine how the Guthrie family is feeling. And every time I see a picture of her, I mean, she just looks like one of the sweetest.
Full of life.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You just want to hug her. And
yeah. It's tragic.
It is. And again, going back to the question of why does this case get so much attention? And I don't know if you just tuned in, but again, we broke it down for y'all. You live here just like I live here. The United States of America has and forever shall be a capitalist country.
Yes, it will.
And as long as the media industry can get ratings from stories like this versus covering the other like 20 trillion missing person cases, then that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
Welcome to America.
Yep. Very true. Very true.
Are you ready to talk about Nike? Because I know Dr. Kent.
Well, listen, when we come back,
we're going to take a break on this
Nike.
One. I got stretched.
Oh, Lord. You better.
Because Dr. Ken's about to bring it, y'all.
You better get on this. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 855-616-1620. Have you heard about Nike?
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered.
That's pretty much it. That right there is the answer to all of your questions. Why?
And a lot of your problems.
And
too.
A lot of your problems. Because to your point, Dr. Ken, money is a tool.
Speaking
but
of
in
money.
In this country. Woo!
In a subpoena filed in Missouri court, in federal court, the EEOC is demanding the athletic brand's full compliance and is requesting to see Nike's criteria for employee layoffs, diversity efforts, and how it tracks workers, race, and ethnicity data. The agency, led by Andrea R. Lucas, claims it has been trying to gather this information since 2018. She wasn't even working there in 2018. However, Nike says the recent subpoena feels like a surprise and unusual escalation. We've shared thousands of pages of information and detailed written responses to EEOC's inquiry and are in the process of providing additional information. That's what a company representative said per the Wall Street Journal. This is from thegrio.com. Nike is the latest target of the Trump administration's anti-DEI push. Last year, Lucas, the EEOC Trump-appointed chair, launched an investigation into their DEI practices of 20 major law firms. And in 2025, December, posted on X and said some nonsense like white males who have experienced discrimination at work based on your race or sex to file claims to recover money under federal civil rights law. So I've told people in the past, you have to be careful of what you complain about and what you use as a tool, because other people will take it and use it in the wrong way. First of all, white males are included under EEOC. And people argued with me. No, they're not. I said, you can't write a law in America and have it only for one group. The EEOC, equal employment, is for everybody. And you've been fighting people on it and getting people on technicalities for years until they turn it. White lieutenants in Milwaukee sued the Milwaukee Police Department when a black chief came in who had all the power that state statute 165 and 175 gives chiefs and law enforcement officers in Class A cities, can promote who he want, do what he want. We've even had white chiefs who've promoted people from patrol officer to assistant chief with zero supervisory experience. But he promoted, Chief Jones promoted people. They sued, and with a lackluster defense from a city attorney that was pretty much useless, they won.
And you used the key word in terms of why they won. So, it starts with the letter P.
So at some point, there should be a, what I'm thinking, there should be a counter practice. And so when we're talking about a pattern or practice of disparate treatment against white employees, every single known entity of importance in America is run by majority white people. White people are the majority in everything except an HBCU. And some of them are turning white too. The whole point I'm trying to make is that how can you argue that you haven't been given a chance when white people are in charge of every major industry, including the media, in America? The majority of employees at Nike are white. So what exactly, because you feel bad or you feel, well, welcome to the club, but you feel bad? But first of all, they have a right to sue. I'll give them that. They have a right to use
EEOC. I can sue you tomorrow for wearing that hat.
Give them that.
That's America.
But when a white female goes into an office and uses that office to only help white males, that in and of itself should be unconstitutional.
I'm going to give the third grade version of my op-ed, which is somewhat in alignment with what Dr. Ken said. When you're supposed to be at a certain level, i.e. the janitor, and shout to all my janitorial engineers, shout to all the janitors. When you're supposed to be at a certain level and you start getting higher through hard work, whatever the case is, and you start to make people certain people uncomfortable because you're supposed to be here, but yet you're getting here.
Well, you know, you only got it because you're black.
Then we have to start getting a little bit more creative, which is exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And for white supremacists, The bottom line is this. If I asked any white supremacist right now, matter of fact, if I asked probably 99.9% of the white population in this country, if you could be black tomorrow, would you?
They'd say no.
So please help me understand how you think that Nike is discriminating against white people.
Well, here's the issue. Though the agency's investigation was not sparked by an employee claim, the EEOC is citing Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits race-based discrimination. So what you're saying is that if you're black and you're working there, it was automatically, like you're literally not smart enough to work there. If you're black, you had to have been hired because you're black. And that's insulting.
I don't understand. It's insanity to just even try to like fathom a group of human beings that think just because of the color of someone's skin.
Yep. It's automatic though.
And I'm just like, and here's the crazy part. The investigation that's being conducted, this is a federal investigation.
That has no victims.
Federal investigation. So that means what? Taxpayers' dollars are going towards this. I promise you, Dr. Ken, if you would have said to me 20 years ago, I'll even say 10 years ago, that we would be reporting mm-hmm. that Nike is facing a federal lawsuit alleging discrimination against white employees.
I just had a funny thought.
I'd be like, what is this, April? That's an April. Isn't that like an April Fool's Day headline?
Denise, I'm a white basketball player and my shoe didn't get picked up. So I'm suing.
You got to laugh to keep from crying.
I didn't think about it.
I'm suing because...
My shoe should have been picked up and it wasn't. And I'm bothered by that.
Like, literally, listen to this headline. It sounds just like an April Fool's Day headline. Nike faces federal investigation for allegedly discriminating against white employees. Please help me understand how that even remotely sounds in this country. And here's the thing. Our Citing Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. I don't pretend to be the smartest person in the world. Dear white people, please help me understand. Like the white people that are listening, or even the black people, I don't even care what your race is. Please educate me on how any predominantly white male employer could discriminate against white people, especially in 2026. I'm just asking. I help me understand, because if you help me understand, then maybe I cannot treat this like an April Fool's Day headline, because that's exactly how it sounds. And the majority of y'all that are listening, like, think about it. Nike? If they would have said Nike faces a federal investigation against discriminating against people of color or black people, or I would have been like, oh, man, that's messed up. Nike, come on, man. They make so much money off of us. Message.
Yep.
They make so much money off of black people. I speak from a black lens. So, yeah.
Really?
Well, nowadays you got a disclaimer every time you say something.
The views expressed. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how much money, just approximately, do you think? And by the way, I visited the Nike headquarters in Oregon.
In Portland, yeah.
Well, the town is like, what's it called? It starts with a B. Yeah, Beaverton.
Beaverton, yeah.
Man. Disney World ain't got nothing on it. I was like, a whole new world. Y'all, forget race for a second. Listen, if you ever have a chance to visit Nike headquarters in Beaverton, Oregon, put that on your bucket list. It is a life-changing experience. Like, you literally leave that campus, and it's a campus. Yeah. Let me be clear.
Yep.
You leave that campus dreaming bigger. Like, if you're a visionary person like me, I was just like, just when I thought I was doing it, man, no pun intended, just do it. But Nike discriminated against white employees. I was at the campus. The only black folks that were the athletes. Serena Williams, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Who else had Tiger Woods? But as far as like C-suite, I ain't see too many of us. So make it make sense. Go to the Nike website right now, which is where I'm going right now, Dr. Ken. Okay, I'm going to scroll down to the bottom. And I'm going to see. Let's see. All right, company. About Nike. Usually they have their board of directors and their C-suite. Let's see if they have it on here. Nowadays, you got to take all that stuff off. Didn't they, after that healthcare insurance company CEO, then they started taking down pictures of, I don't think they have the board of directors on here. Let me see if I can Google image. So let's see, Google. Yeah, this is what we call live radio, because I want y'all to just see what black folks have to go through to make it make sense. All right, so Nike board of directors. Let's see. Oh, I found it. Look at that. Y'all go with me.
You got 2 minutes.
Evan, I don't know if there's a way that we could do this, but if we could like display this picture of the Nike board of directors. Nike discriminates against white employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see one person of color on that picture.
Now, are they just the officers or is it the whole board?
I'm starting with the board of directors.
Okay.
Because the board of directors ultimately decide who runs that company. And so, again, just starting with the board of directors, are you going to sue Nike? Because there's no people of color. I'm looking at this image right now.
Well, you know that's what they're doing. They're doing it because the people that work there are white and that they'll scare them.
Evan, you see any brothers and sisters? Like my kind of brothers and sisters in this picture? Yes or no? No. Dr. Ken?
Nope.
Let me put my glasses back on because I just want to make sure. I'm just trying to make this headline make sense. Because they're saying that Nike allegedly discriminates against white people. And I'm starting at the top because that's where the ultimate decision making takes place. Not one. Matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. They have 10 board of directors. 3 of them are women. But nair one of them. Not nair one.
Well, they are diverse.
And this goes back to the original point about who benefited from DE&I to begin with. But all I'm saying is that federal investigators, good luck. I can't wait to see this report.
Well, you'll get a few people that'll complain about it.
Cannot wait to see this report on justifying Nike discriminating against white employees. Because just starting at the board of directors, it is white. Are we here to unfilter the truth? I'm unfiltering.
You're absolutely correct. And when we come back,
I'm not saying one thing that's not factual. Please stop. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying one thing that is opinionated or that is not factual. I am looking at the picture, and there are several images on Google of the Nike board of directors. Let's just start there. Not one person of color sits on the board of directors for Nike. And that's ultimately who makes a decision.
But they diversified. They got women.
White women.
That look like them.
So. White women.
When we come back, the sheriff and Nancy Guthrie, why are they having so many issues? How is the investigation going? I'm going to give my thoughts and opinions about specifically the FBI. And I got friends that work for the FBI.
That's the reason why I stay on Dr. Ken's good side.
I got
because you just never know.
I got friends that work on the FBI. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to let Denise talk about Big Bunny, also known as Bad Bunny.
Bunny.
I always call him Big Bunny. Big Bunny, also known as Bad Bunny.
So the FCC, of course, is now involved in the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime performance show. So I'll give you an update when we come back on that as well.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
is the Signing Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. I'm here with Denise Thomas, Dr. Ken Harris, hanging out, having a great day. And so I wanted to jump really fast before we get to the Big Bad Bunny about so the FBI, everybody's screaming and hollering about the FBI. They should take over the case. I don't think they should take over the case at all. I think they should let the Sheriff's Department in Tulsa do their job. I think they should let them, they should come in and be a support, which if you ask them, they'll tell you. They're there to support the Sheriff's Department, to give them the tools they don't have, fill in some of the holes and the blanks that they need filled in order to do the investigation, because it's not the FBI's investigation. I personally, I don't know the FBI. I don't know how they work internally. I don't know if I would trust the FBI with a local missing investigation or crime, because there are too many nuances and too many relationships. They would have to go in and try to build trust with a community that they don't know. They don't know who the confidential informants are. They don't know who the low-level drug dealers who might have heard something or know something. They can't go to people. They're not recognized. You have to rebuild all that. That's going to take a month or two, maybe even 6 months. They don't have time. Support the local law enforcement, because let them do their job. Stop nitpicking at every little thing and expecting people to be perfect, because they're not. You have imperfect human beings working on a case where you expect them to be perfect. It's just idiotic. And so all the people across the country that are screaming and complaining, well, we're just frustrated. No, you're frustrated because it's a white female and she looks like you. Because you've never been frustrated about all the black women that went missing. You never were frustrated by a little girl in Milwaukee, 20 some odd years ago, that went missing. Ain't even brought up her name yet. When you mention missings, you know, I didn't even talk about her. So at some point, you know, you're just blowing smoke and you're doing what Denise said. You're just trying to make the $3.5 trillion in 2029 come in 2026. That's all.
Because it is definitely about the money. Now, I know we've got about 6 minutes left.
Yep.
And so in true fashion, I have to ruffle Dr. Ken's feathers.
Not going to ruffle my feathers. Not about Bad Bunny. Don't even care.
So before we get into Bad Bunny, I just want to just remind us that the Federal Communications Commission, okay, also known as the FCC, that is a federal agency that watches what gets broadcasted on American airwaves, including what Dr. Ken and I do.
Right.
Okay. Anything to do with the media and what hits the public
gotta
airwaves.
Get a license.
And so to just put the final nail in the coffin, Dr. Ken.
Of who, though?
Anyway. On the uproar around Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. So, of course, there was a lot of political heat, complaints, you know, about the translation. There's people like they did with J-Lo and Shakira.
Right.
That
right.
literally were calling right. and demanding.
Yeah, but at least they were pretty.
That was. Okay. So, the FCC has officially, y'all said, there were no violations. That's right, Dr. Ken. No right. fines, no penalties, yep. no takedown orders. The show, according to the Federal Communications Commission, the show was technically clean under broadcast rules. Now,
that is correct.
I know there were a lot of folks that were talking about the language and the culture. And, you know, here's the thing. The FCC ultimately defines what's acceptable, whether you like it or not. And yes, the Super Bowl is one of the world's, if not the world's biggest stage. And so again, FCC, Bad Bunny, no violations. Bad Bunny did perform the entire halftime performance in Spanish, bringing what I thought was good, because it brought more identity to Puerto Rico, to a global platform. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, because people kept saying, this is America, this is America, but it's the world's.
Puerto Rico's in America, I'm just saying.
Well, it's a territory, but I'm saying as far as like America versus, you know, like.
Spain.
It's the world's, like people from all over the world watch the Super
right,
Bowl.
Right.
It just happens to take place in America. And yes, football, American football, but look how many Americans support FIFA.
Honestly, I don't really care. It's over.
This is why I care, y'all, because this is another reminder about how certain individuals in this country, white supremacists, expect everybody else to make them comfortable. Like, I even heard a certain individual say, well, how come they didn't have subtitles?
That's a good point.
And it's like, we always have to make.
I'm a hush. Because we get them subtitles. We should have them. I'm just saying.
There were a lot of people that didn't understand Kendrick Lamar, and he spoke English.
But that was culture.
Again, my thing is
Big Bunny, also known as Bad Bunny.
It was
Puerto Rican culture.
It can't be about you all the time.
Yes, it can.
Dear white supremacist, it can't. I mean,
dear black supremacist.
Black. Well, I know you're not comparing the two.
No.
You can't, like they say, you can't compare where you don't compete. You can't compete where you don't compare. So, just, and it was, what, 12 minutes? 12 minutes!
Y'all could have let it go, not said anything, and it would have gone down in history, and it would have been over.
You can't let an artist who happens to be the world's number one streaming artist. Again, the same reason why you're asking about how come Nancy Guthrie is getting so much attention, that's the same reason why Bad Bunny got to perform. Because it made
money.
And dear white supremacists, that's what y'all wanted. Everything to be about capitalism. So be careful what you ask for. But I understood every word you said, Bad Bunny. I understood. I was loving it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got.
Woo! I'm just picturing him in that all white. It was cream. He had that football in his hand.
So you're going to be part of the harem?
What's that mean?
You're going to be part of his harem?
No, you know, I used to be a big JT, Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
That's, anybody who knows me knows I love Justin Timberlake. I'm just, had to repurpose. No, I'm serious. Like,
that's what we're calling it?
Well, because I started
to repurpose my love.
Well, I had to repurpose my, because as a woman of faith, and as a Christian, you know, you're a man of faith. You can't have false. And I found myself, let's say I was praying to him more than I was praying to who I need to be praying to.
Justin, come to my house.
Exactly.
Justin,
why
come
are you
see
so
me?
Obsessed with me? So I had to stop. So I'm not, I admire Justin Timberlake. I didn't go to his last tour.
You went to all the other ones.
Several times. See, that's the thing. I didn't just go to one.
And he didn't even know you existed.
Yes, he did.
Watch this.
Yes, he does.
Or did he?
You know I got receipts. Mm-hmm. You know I got receipts.
Well, ooh, I almost said something, but I'm going to just let this show go. Listen, I'm going to let it go.
It's the thing about when you turn, when you're about to turn 50 and when you're in your age, you don't even care. That's what I love. You know what? Actually, I'm looking forward.
People are like, I hate you. Okay.
Don't care. I'm 50. I made it this far.
Yep.
And you're not the last.
Yep.
But I love you.
But you got to stand in line.
I love everybody. And I want everybody to love who they love. And I hope that we can just get to a point.
Can we all just get along?
Seriously, man. I'm not even being funny.
Yep.
We could do so much more as a society if we would just join forces versus just all this division.
I can't let you have what I have.
12 minutes. Y'all gave this man and his, like, for 12 minutes?
And nobody gets paid to do the Super Bowl.
And he didn't get one dime. Y'all still.
But he don't have to.
And Kid Rock, don't get me started on him.
You're not much publicity.
You literally, your career was based off of hip-hop, black people.
Yep.
Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week.
After that, it can only go down.
I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in, Dr. Ken. It's always a pleasure.
Always.
They can tune in to more Dr. Ken Truth in the Afternoon every weekday on our sister station, 101.7 FM, The Truth. Tune in tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can hear Dr. Ken every afternoon.
And you know Denise going to drop in like she always do.
I might just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. Y'all heard the invitation.
Yes, it is.
All right.
God bless. Take care. Evan, appreciate you
thank
as
you, sir.
Always. Have a great evening. Make this week your best.